So Richard, 150 podcasts.
Yes, and for this week's podcast on English.com, we're talking about 150 years of Big Ben. On the 31st of May, 1859, the clock started ticking. And on the 11th of July, 1859, the bells rang for the first time.
But Big Ben isn't just popular with tourists. You know, last year it was named Britain's most popular site.
Yes. Now, many people think that Big Ben is the clock tower. But in fact, it's the name of the largest bell in the tower, and it's very big. It's 2.2 metres high and 2.7 metres in diameter. It's heavy too, of course. It weighs 13.7 tonnes.
Wow, that's heavy. Now, there are four other bells, aren't there?
Yes, five bells altogether. Now, what's interesting about the bells is that normally bells move to ring.
They swing from side to side.
Yes, but the Big Ben bells don't move. They're fixed, and there's a hammer on each bell, and the hammer hits the bell.
And for me, I think another interesting thing is that although the clock and the bells are really old, 150 years, they always tell the exact time. The clock, I think, is at the most only 1 second wrong. That's better than your modern watch, Richard.
Definitely. And Big Ben is clockwork. It's not electronic. The keeper of the clock makes sure the time is correct, and he winds the clock three times a week.
Now, the tower has four clocks.
Yes. The tower is square, and there's a clock dial on each side. And they're big too.
They're 4 metres in diameter, and the Roman numbers on the clock, they're 60 centimetres high.
Yes, easy to see from a long way off.
Exactly. And the tower itself is 94 metres high and 12 metres square. Richard, have you ever walked to the top of the tower?
No, but you need to be quite fit. To see the bells in the tower, you need to climb 334 steps.
334? Whoa, no thanks.